This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Albertsons and Kroger will sell hundreds of stores to a New Hampshire wholesaler, including 52 in Colorado. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The sale brings the supermarket giants, which own King Soopers and Safeway in Colorado, a step closer to completing a $25 billion merger. CNS Wholesale will keep the Albertsons brand at Colorado stores. The companies say the deal ensures no stores will close, no frontline jobs will be lost, and union contracts will be upheld. Federal regulators still have to approve the merger. It's run into resistance from Colorado officials concerned about a grocery monopoly. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Planners of a passenger rail line from Fort Collins to Pueblo say they want to start with bare-bones service that would keep costs fairly low. Andy Carcian is the general manager of the Front Range Passenger Rail District.
If we go for the Cadillac version right off the bat, that is a large ask to the voters, and it's a difficult sell. But we think that it makes more strategic sense to start off small and then be able to build that out as ridership and interest grows moving into the future.
The cheaper version could cost about $2 billion. Carcian hopes to have trains running in 10 to 13 years. Food banks in Denver will get nearly $2.5 million of state money to help expand food access around the city. The first installment came in July. The funding lasts for the next 3 years. Fall colors are just around the corner. Dan West is an entomologist with Colorado State Forest Service. He's hoping the state can avoid an early snowstorm or frost that could knock the leaves down before the bright colors begin to pop.
This state looks really good, so go for a drive. Keep driving past one pass to the next. If one doesn't look great, you'll probably be in awe of the next one.
West says this year's change may feel delayed compared to recent years. That's because drought in recent years causes leaves to change earlier. Peak season this year is expected at the end of September and into early October. This is CPR News.